Support for WMFE comes from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's worldwide campus, where highly ranked online degree programs offer the flexibility to learn what students want from wherever they are. More at erau.edu/worldwide.
The loud and rhythmic sounds of car wash, soapy suds spraying and cascading down the car windshield, are a common refrain across Central Florida this time of year. The giant brushes slapping away dirt and grime and bugs that appear to be baked onto your vehicle after a trip down I-4. Keeping the car clean can feel like a losing battle, especially right now, during love bug season. We stopped by Images Auto Spa in Altamont Springs, where owner Jeff Bonning knows exactly what those little bugs do to your ride.
The bug actually burns itself right into the paint. So it leaves a little, looks almost like a bug skeleton, penetrates the paint and leaves a damaging mark behind.
What do I do about it if I see them on my car?
Clean them immediately. The time that it takes a bug to do damage, it varies widely, but it can be done in just a few hours. A car should be waxed or some sort of protectant on it during bug season is helpful.
Jeff Bonning is the owner of Images Auto Spa. Love bugs are, in a way, part of life here. University of Florida professor of entomology Norm Lepla studies insects and is the director of the Integrated Pest Management Program at UF. He explains that love bugs technically aren't even bugs.
Love bugs are very interesting little flies. They're not bugs like a beetle, they're a fly. They don't bite, sting, they don't transmit diseases. They don't even taste bad, I guess. I haven't tasted too many, but some of the motorcycle people say they don't taste too bad.
Is it true that birds don't eat them because they are acidic?
Well, insects, they're highly colored, and these are orange on their backs, usually are advertising they don't taste good. We have a big word for that, aposematic. But anyway, we find that birds find them distasteful. They don't have a lot of predators that we know of. I would assume they're eaten by ants. Ants tend to eat just about anything, but they don't have a lot of natural enemies.
Do they have any kind of purpose ecologically?
Well, they're invasives. They came from Yucatan, Mexico, Central America. So we didn't have them before and we were getting along just fine. But they do have a little bit of an impact on decomposing vegetation when they're larvae and perhaps pollinating a little bit when they're adults flying around feeding on nectar.
So is there any significant harm or benefit to them?
Well, some people would say there's harm, and that would be primarily to vehicles that get covered with them from time to time, and also the effect on tourism, because I get calls by people who don't live here who are afraid of them or worried that there's some kind of plague. Other than that, they don't really cause a problem. They do go to light colors, so they can get into paint if somebody's painting.
What's the strangest call you've gotten about love bugs?
People are interested in being educated. I do get the rumors. You know, they were not invented by University of Florida molecular biologists to be biocontrol agents for mosquitoes. They aren't acid, little bags of acid that eat through cars and things. They're neutral. A problem for cars if they're left on and they cook in the sun. Other than that, people want to know why the bugs have two heads. And I have to explain that it's because they're two bugs, things like that.
Is that why they're called love bugs? Because there's two?
Yeah, and they're called united bugs. And they're called some things I can't say out loud.
Use your imagination there.
That's right.
You mentioned that they're attracted to light colors. Why are they seen so often on highways and cars? Why are they attracted to those conditions?
Well, they're attracted to the exhaust of automobile engines, lawnmowers, chainsaws, things like that. People who use those tools notice, perhaps if they're mowing the lawn and they're in an area where there are a lot of love bugs, they'll accumulate around where the mower is. So that attraction is well known. The light color has to do with their eyes. If someone looks at the eye of a fly, which is not something people normally do, they'll see that it's not an eye like we have, which is a single object or cell in its appearance. Flies have what are called facets, so they have all these little sections in their eyes. And so they see polarized light, and that's why they're attracted to light colors, because it's polarized, we think. Sometimes light colors are reflective, so perhaps they think it's water. I've been in the desert where they've come to shiny surfaces of trucks.
Are we actually seeing more of them right now, or is that just perception and people talking about it?
They come out with spring and the fall, and they are abundant in certain areas, certain years. They've never reached the outbreak levels that we saw in the 70s. But a lot of love bugs has a different meaning for different people. So even these days, people think when they have a lot of love bugs in an area in a particular year, they are experiencing a real outbreak.
Are there certain environmental conditions that they need to thrive?
The larvae are the ones that have to live in certain environments. The environments have to be moist enough and dry enough. So if it's too wet, they drown. If it's too dry, they desiccate. And then there's the periodicity of moisture. So if it's too dry for too long, even though there may be enough moisture, it has to come before they dry up.
Is there any humane way to avoid them during big swarms and peak season?
Yeah, there are a lot of ways. The larvae are in the ground during the summer and during the winter, so they've got 100-plus days of not being around. People don't notice them. So when they come out as adults, they can be avoided so many ways. They don't fly at night, and so people can drive at night or late in the day, early in the day, when they're less likely to encounter them. Certainly around the home, fans work really well. These insects don't fly well. They more or less hover and are blown by the wind. So I've recommended a number of situations, just use a box fan and keep them away. Certainly a pool cage. There are outbreaks other places in the world. I've recommended these headgear that you wear to keep mosquitoes away when you're in a place like the Everglades. Just about anything you can think of, treat them like mosquitoes. You know, you can wear clothing that keeps them off of you.
Okay, so they don't bite. They don't sting. Nope. They're not harmful to people. They're not harmful to pets.
No.
What's the biggest misconception Floridians have about love bugs?
They're acidic and they will eat through the paint of your car. They are neutral. Their pH is neutral. They're not acid or base. What eats through the paint is leaving them on and having them cook in the sun. What is on the car that people see is eggs. That light-colored streak is eggs. And if you took a chicken egg and put it on your car and put it in the sun, it would probably do about the same thing. Our environment is conducive to lots of insects, and we're used to it. So that's what I tell people. We spend so much time trying to protect people from mosquitoes and other dangerous insects. I hope they won't take the love bug as such a big problem and really protect themselves from mosquitoes, ticks, and other things that can actually cause them harm.
Norm Lepla is a professor of entomology at the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences and director of the Integrated Pest Management Program at UF.